Well, 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 look who it is. Playing your little video games, as always. Had a long day, I assume? No, oh, I know. Oh, man, my shoulder is so, so sore. If only I had my lovely, lovely partner to massage it. Hmm? What do you mean you can't pause the game? Can't you pause all games? What? I feel like we regressed a little bit in that case. Fine, after this round. But you promised to give me a shoulder massage. Hello? Oh, wow. They're really focused onto this game, huh? I'm so jealous. Jealous of what? A video game? Yes. Yes, I am. Hey, I know you're really invested into this video game, but could I get a little smooch? What? In a minute? But a minute's too long without your love. I couldn't bear to be without it. So please, may I have a kiss? So focused on that little video game of yours. Well, we'll see about that. Trust me, I have my ways. So don't tell me I didn't warn you. You said one more round of that video game, and then I would get my shoulder massage. Yet here you are spending another hour on that stupid, whatever game you're playing. I bet it's not even that fun. I'm just kidding. I bet it is. But as I was saying, now you forced my hand. You forced me to do what I kind of wanted to do all this whole night. So, yeah, you might be wondering, why is my girlfriend wearing such a skimpy maid dress? Well, you can't keep your eyes off me forever, can you? You have to focus on that little video game of yours, don't you? But at the same time, you want to look at me. Your beautiful girlfriend in such a skimpy maid dress. You haven't gotten to see all the details because you're so focused in that little round of yours. So I'll leave it up to your imagination. What else do you think I'm wearing? What are the little details on my dress? I'll leave it up to you, my little darling. I can see you're getting a little flustered. You want to look at me, don't you? But you're in the middle of a very heated battle. You can't afford to get your eyes off the screen because you know that if you do, you might lose. You're at a crossroads, aren't you? So what will you decide, my little cutie? Aw, what a sweetie. Look at you, struggling to decide. You're actually going to sacrifice your game just to look at me? You know I'll always be here, right? You don't have to actually throw your game just because I'm in a dress. It's worth it? Oh my goodness, look at you. That is really cute, actually. I never knew you cared so much about me. Just playing, obviously, of course I know. But my, it feels so good to be on top of your priority list. Someone as adorable like you truly cares about me that much? Oh man, I'm touched. People like you should be awarded. So, what do you say? Would you like a little prize for all of your efforts? You can choose. Or you can let me surprise you. Either or works with me. Look at your face getting so flustered you can't even decide. So adorable. I can see why I fell in love with you to begin with. You are an absolute gem. My little gem. But honestly, I'm very surprised you actually threw your game just so you could look at me. Sorry, gonna be out of character for a minute because I'm a little shocked. I didn't expect you to quite literally quit your game that you couldn't really pause just for something like that. I mean, the round was almost over too. But you gave it up for me. Oh, jeez. You're so sweet in the weirdest way possible. And I know. That coming from me is quite ironic because I decided to come out here wearing this. Well, to be honest, I just wanted your attention. And, well, I got it now, so what do I do? Honestly, I'm getting a little nervous. The way you're looking at me. Goodness. You naughty thing. Oh, I know. You don't have to explain yourself. But I will say, I'm just flattered. It makes me feel so warm and fuzzy on the inside. I just know I have this stupid little grin on my face. And I just can't help it. Oh, man, I really do love you. Truly, from the bottom of my endless pit of a heart. So you know what that means. Endless love for you, my little darling. Oh, speaking of which, isn't today something like super special? It's been all over the web. Oh, what was it called again? It starts with a V. Valentine's Day! Oh my gosh, how could I forget? That's today? Are you serious? Are you sure? Listen, I know I tend to be a little mindless sometimes, but how could we, a literal couple, not remember that it's Valentine's? Oh geez. You know what? I take back everything I said about this dress. Maybe I wore it because it is Valentine's Day. And no, I didn't forget. I planned this all along. It's you that forgot. So, where are my flowers, honey? Where are my chocolates? Where are my endless amounts of affirmations? I mean, don't you worry. We both forgot at the end of the day. But the day is not over. Yet, I think. It's still Valentine's, technically. So let's take this time just to be with each other and tell each other how much we love one another. Isn't that a great idea? Okay. How about this? I'll go first. I love you as an entirety. What do you mean that doesn't count? You want me to go into detail? If that's the case, I really love your smile and its different variations. I've noticed when you truly smile, like you're very, very happy, it's quite different from like, oh, if your boss comes in and you just have to say hi and look good kind of smile. You have this teethy grin, which is just so adorable. I absolutely love it. Can you do it for me real quick? Just give me a just like that. Oh, there you go. So adorable. I'm such a lucky woman. What about you? It's your turn. What do you like about me specifically? Oh, jeez, you're gonna make me blush, even though you are already. You're so, so sweet. Oh, who knew you were such a poet? Okay, it's my turn again. Something I really like about you is truly the way you get up from bed. You're always so weird, especially in the morning. But that weirdness makes you so adorable. You're like a little gremlin when you wake up.
What do you mean, so am I?
I would say I'm a very elegant sleeper.
What do you mean I snore?
Okay, listen, it's Valentine's Day. You're not supposed to be gaslighting me. Do I actually snore, though? Oh, gosh. That's so embarrassing. Can you like, imitate it?
Don't tell me I really sound like that at night. I sound like a war machine of some sort.
Oh, goodness. I'll be sure to go to the doctor. No, that doesn't sound normal. Are you serious? I mean, light snoring is whatever, but that, I can't imagine is normal. And besides, I haven't had a checkup in quite a long time, so I might as well. But, anyways, man, you just made me self-conscious about how I sleep. Something I thought I'd never have to worry about.
I'm just kidding, by the way.
I am still getting checked out, though. All right, so since I essentially got insulted by you, I think I deserve another turn. I don't make the rules. I did make the rules? Well, I don't know what you're talking about. So as I was saying, something else that I really do adore about you is truly the way you, hopefully this doesn't sound very weird, but the way you just gaze off into the distance when you're thinking about something. Your face becomes so peaceful and you just look so dashing in a way. It brings a smile to my face any single time I remember it. Well, of course, if you haven't noticed, I am very, and I mean very, attracted to you. So I enjoy everything about you in some shape or form. I've gotten really comfortable with you over the years. When I first met you, I felt butterflies. And nowadays, I just feel so settled in our love. I've never been so comfortable in life. All thanks to you. Well, the reason I feel that way is because nowadays, since we spend so much time together, being by your side just feels so natural for me. It's my new norm. So, no more butterflies and more so comfortability. You are my new comfort. And I hope I'm yours. Aw, there you go saying sweet things again. Man, I can't believe we forgot Valentine's was today. But that's fine. We're making it up now, aren't we? And to be honest, I don't need it to be Valentine's for me to explain to you how much you mean to me. I could do that every single day, unwarranted. In fact, I think I might just do that. I hope you don't mind, my little dearest. Then it's settled. Every single day, I'll remind you of how much you mean to me, whether it's through my actions or through my words. So, for today, I'll show you my love through my words. Happy Valentine's, my dear. Thank you for being my other half and just being there for me whenever I needed you. And don't you worry. We have plenty more Valentines to spend together, where we can actually plan something out instead of forgetting. And honestly, I'm very excited to spend the many more years together. So don't you worry. There are plenty more Valentines ahead of us.